Hello, Unstoppables. Welcome to the Unstoppable Students Podcast with myself, Ezekiel Ulebo, the Unipod Dropout, and welcome to episode 56. Today, I want us to talk about the student's boardroom. All right, and now for businesses, for companies, for organizations, the boardroom is where key decisions are made, right? Where there's an interaction between top management and perhaps middle managers, where meetings are held and the future of the company is discussed. Now, I want you to think about it in this way. And that's exactly what the classroom will be for you as a student. That's your basic interaction point with your lecturers, with your classmates. So it's key that you take it like a boardroom. And I just want to share a few things that would help you, a few things that helped me in my undergraduate days, and I believe it can help you too. So the first thing is, of course, I've always said this, you cannot afford to miss classes. I've said this everywhere I've gone to, right, to speak to students. I always try to say this part. You can't afford to miss your classes. I mean, it's really that simple. There has to be something really, really, really bad, right, that would happen that would make you to miss classes. Like, you have to be really, 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 really sick or something, right? You should never miss classes. So that's like the basic thing. Okay, so let's just put that one in the bag. And remember, you are unstoppable. I'm not talking to C students. I'm not talking to D students. I'm not even talking to B students. I'm talking to people who know that even though they are C students now, they want to become unstoppables and move to become A students. Those are the people I'm talking to. All right. So if you feel like you're comfortable where you are, then I'm sure you already realize that this podcast isn't for you. But if you believe that you're made for more, and that nothing and no one can stop you in your studies and in other aspects of life, then yeah, you want to sit back and listen. So first things first, you must attend classes. The second thing to discuss is sit in front. No, I don't mean the second row. I don't mean in the middle. I mean right in the first row. Well, you would say, well, Ezekiel, how is that important to my achieving success as a student? Well, it is so important. First things first, if you're sitting in the front row, you're closest to the lecturer. So it means that you get to listen in to not just the words that are said by him or her, but also take in the body language. You get to know, just by sitting in front, the mood of the lecturer. You get to know which topics are more important to the lecturer just by sitting in front and having that close proximity to the lecturer. So unstoppables, please sit in front. It's very important. Another thing that sitting in front helps you to achieve is the rest of the class is really behind you. So it means that you're able to minimize distractions. Now, if you've ever sat at the back, you will know exactly what I mean by distractions. Everything and anything can distract you. Right there, you'll see someone whose head is big. You'll see someone whose shoes are not fine. Every kind of thing. You know who likes to stay at the back? Every kind of person. But you're not every kind of person. You're here to achieve a lot. And like the boardroom, you're here to make decisions, key decisions about your studies. So please, folks, sit in front. Disconnect yourself from every possible distraction and give yourself that solid chance for success. There are times when I've just looked at the lecture and I've noticed that, hey, it looks like this topic is really important. It's just the body language. Every other person is hearing the words and the voice, but I'm opportune to just notice every other thing. So I'm telling you something that worked for me. Do you have to sit in front to graduate the first class? No. Do you have to sit in front to do well? Maybe not. But if you sit in front, do you stand a chance of doing better? Do you stack the odds in your favor? Absolutely. Absolutely. So in other episodes, I'll be sharing other aspects of the classroom culture, right? But I just needed to put this out at this point. And you do let me know what you think about the idea of sitting in front and the benefits of sitting in front, right, and attending classes. I'd love to hear from you. On Instagram, I am at Ezekiel Ulebo, Ezekiel Ulebor, at Ezekiel Ulebo. Unstoppables around the world, remember that nothing and no one can stop you. And on the path to achieving success, you cannot blame, you cannot complain, and you cannot give excuses. Unstoppables, please remember that you are the best and you are unstoppable. God bless you.